Cinema Vino is brought to you by Audible. Do you want to take a deeper dive into what you love? I'm a Beatles fanatic, and I love to hear Alfred Molina read Bob Spitz's biography about the world's greatest rock band. Spitz's writing is crisp and easy to follow, and his exhaustive research puts you in the room for key moments in Beatle history.
Todd, have you ever heard of a book series called Dune?
I've heard vaguely
of it. Do you know how many sequels there are?
There's like 10 or 20,000.
There are a lot. With Audible, you gain access to these plus thousands of audiobooks and podcasts across a wide variety of genres.
Pretty awesome. You can download or access all the titles you want, plus keep one title per month. Download the Audible app and you can listen at home, in the car, or pretty much anywhere life takes you.
Sign up for a free 30-day trial to experience all the perks of membership, plus receive a free title just for signing up.
Visit audibletrial.com/cinemavino to get your free 30-day trial. That's audibletrial.com/cinemavino. And welcome back.
Hey! Cinemavino.
Good to have you all back.
It's good to be back.
We got Travis Budd.
Boo! Oh, hi.
Taylor Owens.
Hey, what's up?
And Sean.
Boo!
Jordan.
Wait, shit.
And now this begins our series on Dealer's Choice movies. We're talking about, we've done movies.
Specifically bad Dealer's Choice movies.
Yeah. The way I pitched it was like movies, we've gone from movies that we like love to hate, now it's like movies we hate to love. It's like cult movies, misunderstood movies, movies that didn't necessarily get the rap that we think they deserve, stuff we're going back and taking a look at.
Well,
now,
this movie doesn't fit any of that, but this is just a movie that does. Yeah, this movie just a love to hate.
But yeah, and it's like, I'm glad we went back and took a look at it, though, because I haven't seen it since it came out.
Oh, same.
No, it's been that long, yeah. So definitely curious.
I think it realize I have a new understanding of why I was in the Indian Guides in 1996. I didn't realize I was so influenced by Chevy Chase.
Like, I swear, I got this movie mixed up with Jungle to Jungle, like starring Tim Allen.
Yes,
which just happens. Because it had the Home Improvement, like
the Home Improvement cast. Yeah,
vibe. Yeah. Talk a bit about the wine. This one we're doing the formula. This is an Australian Shiraz. This is the prototypical Australian Shiraz. It is big, fruit-forward, high alcohol.
Yeah,
it is burly. This almost borders on a fortified wine. It is so strong. 16% alcohol. This is, honestly, I wouldn't even say this is a food wine. It is so big, it would overwhelm a lot of folks.
This is a binge-drinking wine.
Yeah. This is going to napalm your taste buds. If you're looking for a pretty tasty, fruit-forward wine that's going to get you drunk pretty quick, this is a good choice.
This is the answer, yeah.
So, yeah.
This is a night with the boys wine.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've done that. Yeah. And we partook.
Yeah. And this served its purpose. That's purpose perfectly.
Why I'm here.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're looking for a good Australian wine, and I know a lot of people got burned out on Australian wines because they became such big, high alcohol fruit bombs.
Yeah.
The market collapsed in this country. But I think people may come back around on them. They're fun. I mean, it's like this is a good, pretty palatable wine. It's a good Shiraz for what it is.
I think, isn't alcohol fruit bombs, is that Travis's TikTok?
Yeah.
If it isn't, it is now.
Hey, Trav, whatever you're doing, why don't you go ahead and stop that, buddy?
Oh, is too much sound?
Well, I can't see it.
Cut that out.
Yeah, Travis is trying to balance the timer we have for a podcast on his can of beer. So
I don't know. I'm just, fidgety.
We're just having fun. We're all just having fun.
Fiddling. Mm-hmm. I'm fiddling with my keys.
Travis grew up under power lines, so this
hoping
is
somebody
a lot of microwaves.
Low lines.
It's not so much gamma waves. This is like beta waves that have affected.
He always lost activity. Power in a rainstorm. Always lost power.
So we're going to talk about Man of the House. This was Tay's pick for our hate to love, love to hate, all the above.
And I was put on the spot at the time. There were about 40 other films I could have chose. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why this one popped in. But it popped in for a good reason.
I would say the heart wants what it wants.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was the right gut reaction.
Yeah.
It was something.
You love what you love.
Yeah.
So, a little background about this movie.
Please, because I did not do any research.
Oh, and yes. I mean, when I started this, podcast and reviewing movies back in the day, I never dreamed.
Never in my wildest dreams.
I think I would be doing research on Man of the House.
And by the way, there is another Man of the House out there with Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, that's the one where he's the
bodyguard
cheerleader.
Yeah, so that's, That's Bush League. That is a terrible film.
No,
we're talking.
Excuse great me.
With Vanessa Fertillo, the gal that was in the Quentin Tarantino film.
So you made this up again. This is like the freaking guy from Dungeons and Dragons.
Listen,
John Verdelio or
the
whatever.
The cheerleaders
was.
Warm up his cold heart. Okay.
Yeah. It's basically a Christmas movie. He's basically the Grinch. Yeah, he's basically
he's
the Grinch.
Sorry?
He's trying to keep them
Vanessa
alive.
Vanessa Fertillo was basically did the striptease in the Quentin Tarantino film.
I thought it was
and
Elijah
that's what
Dushku.
I thought we were
going
to watch.
You have to narrow it down. There's like I mean, from Dust Till Dawn, there's a tons of stripteases.
She did Death Proof. She was the first half gals.
I know.
She did the striptease.
Okay. I'm out.
Okay. I know. I just really want to talk about the striptease.
Side note, I think Sean is legally required like Tommy Lee Jones because he's from Texas.
That's true, actually. Yeah. That Matthew McConaughey.
No.
If there's a movie with both of them, I have to see it.
It's also written in the contract.
Aren't the Wilson brothers from Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Or from Texas?
Yeah, I believe they are. Yeah.
Wow. Isn't there a third Wilson?
Yeah, he's like he's like the third Manning brother.
He's like the Archie Manning of...
There's another
the one. The Cooper Manning of Owen.
He's like the Shemp.
The Wilson brothers.
The Three Stooges. You had Moe and Curly, and then there's Shemp.
He was in Zoolander 2.
There was a fourth Marx brother, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was also in Zoolander 2.
Yeah, it's a blinker. You miss him, cameo.
Or Anchorman 2, or Joe Dirt 2. That's where they put these. Also, remember Bill Clinton? He had a brother. Also in Anchorman 2.
Was it Deuce Bigelow European Gigolo?
Oh,
yeah. That should have been a tie-in with
also
Demolition
in Anchorman 2.
Okay. Right. So, yeah. Man of the House came out March 3rd, 1995.
Get fucked.
Yeah. Stars Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who was hot on Home Improvement at the time.
Damn right he was.
And then you had Chevy Chase, who had not had a hit for 6 whole years at this point.
And I think I saw this, that his next film after this might have been Vegas Vacation, which was 2 years after this.
Wait, so 97?
97,
what was his hit in 89?
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I think Vegas came out 2 years after this. I'm like, what wave was he riding?
So yeah, in 92, he made a movie called Memoirs of an Invisible Man, which I saw in the theater.
That is
with Daryl Hannah.
Yeah. I was a little boy. I did not cuss.
I kind of liked it.
I did not cuss, but I think I believe I said fuck you out loud watching that movie.
What the fuck?
This is fucking bullshit. It's like I really learned how to cuss playing in a Nintendo game called RC Pro-Am. I cussed a lot playing that. But this in Memoirs of Invisible Man really like put the art to it.
One of
like,
his best roles you. Never seen.
Yeah.
He just didn't show up.
Heyo. Yeah, that movie
essentially
sucked.
A voiceover. But Daryl Hannah was in it too, right?
She was.
Yeah, okay.
She was the love interest. And it's amazing because the special effects were by Industrial Light and Magic, you know, the people who did Terminator 2 and the
Ghost
Abyss.
Dad.
And I don't think
Ghost Dad was okay.
You leave Ghost Dad out of this.
But it's like they did Star Wars, they did Indiana Jones, and they did Memoirs of an Invisible Man. It's like, man, did y'all need the money that bad? Yeah. Couldn't you all have taken like a movie off?
Hey, paycheck is a paycheck, man.
Imagine Fletch, but invisible.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine Fletch, but with a dumber plot. That's what we got. Yeah. So, we got Man of the House. I'm going to summarize the plot as best I can. I think I've got like a sentence and a half here.
I'd rather hear Taylor.
I need
you
Todd.
Run with it if you want to.
No, I need Todd's official review.
This is a very succinct. Jonathan Taylor Thomas plays Ben, a mischievous tween who is being raised by a single mother, played by Farrah Fawcett.
You can't say tween around Travis. We'll get to that story later, but keep going. Yeah.
Mischievous tween.
Yeah. A mischievous tween. I'm sorry if that triggers you, Travis. The two form a tight bond when Ben's father walks out on the family, never to return.
Oh, God. This is a lot of editing on this one.
Good Lord.
Okay. Men come and go, none of whom meet the Ben's approval.
<They're> never going to...
Did you do this on purpose?
No. This is like, that was the wrong sentence at the wrong time.
This is my review.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't mean to put Travis in full bukkake mode.
Oh, that's good.
All right. So, men come and go. Everything changes when Sandy, Ben's mom, meets a guy named Jack Sturges, played by Chevy Chase. Jack is a government attorney who, as the film opens, is helping put a mob boss in prison, which puts him in the crosshairs of said mafia. Meanwhile, Jack moves in with Sandy and Ben. Sandy tells Ben that she's found somebody. She's fallen in love, yada, yada, yada. Ben feels like too much is being asked of him when Jack moves in. He feels like he has to accommodate Jack, and so he acts out, tries to make Jack as miserable as humanly possible.
Yeah, that's it?
Yeah. So for conflicting reasons, Ben and Jack end up at the YMCA's Indian Guides program. Jack's trying to bond with his future stepson. Ben is trying to absolutely drive Jack away permanently. So that's what we got.
Would you say he's trying to drive Jack off?
Hey-o!
Travis is in a fragile state right now. I'd like to point out for the jury. We can't make him giggle anymore. It's like the time he was on the plane talking about Ted Cruz singing Onward Christian Soldier.
Look, man, you gave me that pill.
Yeah. Travis had a Xanax and started giggling about Ted Cruz. I thought we were going to be asked to debark off the plane because he was giggling so hard.
It was a half of a Xanax just to calm me down for the flight, but it did not work.
His shoulders were heaving next to me.
Again, I'm not a small man. Like, I scared whoever was the third person in our aisle.
You scared me, and I was the second person.
Travis, hold on. This is news to me, and I really want to get to the crux of this movie, but did you sit in the middle?
You were on the window.
And you were middle?
I was middle.
You rode bitch, and wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
You were on the window.
It's on the way back from Todd's honeymoon.
I understand why party. You would
no,
need
No, you were not
Xanax.
On my honeymoon. I want to make this clear to the listeners at home. You were not present at my honeymoon.
Well, I can't have him get ashy.
That would have been a very, very different honeymoon,
hey,
Travis.
Third wheel, you know. Yeah. Helps the stability.
What's the difference between bachelor party and honeymoon? But, like, I still
I can't imagine why you're single.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, I would like to point out that if Travis was on my honeymoon, I would also be single right now. I would be a divorced individual.
You would not have a child.
Yeah. It's like, you mind if Travis takes his Xanax and giggles about Ted Cruz all the way home? Because that sounds great. So anyway.
I mean, now I know why I'm single, because that sounds great to me. Sounds like a fucking dab of dude time.
Fellow listeners, if you like to take Xanax and talk about Ted Cruz, contact Travis Budd at travisbudd69420@hotmail.com.
I'd like to
Taylor, it's 69420. Jesus.
I'd like to point out that the flight home from my honeymoon was 10.5 hours long, so that would have been multiple Xanax and probably a lot of like giggling about Ted Cruz. So
Onward Christian Soldier.
So anyway, we're going to talk about Man of the House.
Sorry.
So that's pretty much my summary. That's all I got.
That's it.
That's a good summary.
Tay, this is your pick.
So we'll the reason why I picked this is, honestly, I have no idea. I think I had a...
You've never seen a blue duck?
Well, as Cinemafino does, you have a couple of drinky poos and you just go with your life. And this just popped in. Yeah. I will say it's not like my favorite movie, but I remember watching this, and I don't know if it's because of like the Home Alone era, which this movie felt like that. Like, he's sabotaging his, well, future, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Like, you know, father, stepdad. It's like he's like sabotaging, trying to ruin his life.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I never got it as a kid, but like as a kid, I was like, oh, what a funny movie. It's like, oh, this, you know, JTT, he's just protecting his mom. Doing like, when I watch it now, I'm like, what a fucking dick.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I was Chevy Chase, that kid would be found face down in the ocean. Be like, I don't know. He went for a swim and
he'd
never
be up
came
on the
out.
Wall.
Yeah,
with the
exactly. Yeah. I was like, oh, he went for a swim, but just never came out. Oh, there he is right there. Mm-hmm. I was like, what do you know? Mm-hmm. But what if, I mean,
very different movie.
But this, the only reason why I think I like this movie is because I still like Chevy Chase, because I grew up watching Christmas Vacation and Three Amigos all times. And this was kind of
Caddyshack?
Like... Caddyshack? Yeah, I mean, actually, Caddyshack, I didn't even watch until like later on, but it was like, I was a Chevy Chase fan. I think seeing this and Farrah Fawcett, yeah, it was great.
Late era Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah.
Aged.
Hot. Yeah.
Perfect.
And I to this day, even rewatching it with my girlfriend, and even she said, she was like, I remember this movie. I'm like, shut the fuck up. She's a little younger than me, but she's like, no, I swear to God. I remember watching it. Like, why'd you watch it? She's like, because of Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I was like, do you remember anything this is about? She's like, I have no idea. I'm like, and then we watched it. And even at one point she got up, she's like, hey, I'm going to get some more wine. And I was like, well, you're going to miss the movie. And she was like, I think I got it. And I was like, damn. I was like, yeah, that's fair. So, but you got to watch how they do it. It just became, for me, I don't know why, but I remember watching this movie a lot when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And like, my parents didn't get divorced until way later in life. So I was like, I don't know why this movie just intrigued me so much.
Yeah.
Maybe because it was kind of funny. Chevy Chase was, you know, kind of, he tried his best, you know, he was doing what he could. You know,
because he was just a hapless district attorney trying to put some mobsters away.
And he was a secondary character in this.
Yeah,
he was.
Yeah, but it also made me laugh after watching this again. I'm like, wait a minute. So this guy is making buku amounts of money.
Hell yes.
And now he's moving into this house with the girl.
Which was a badass apartment in San Francisco.
And at the very beginning, like, it looks cool.
Yeah, it was badass.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. We had to move.
We had to move into a shitty loft.
Yeah, and I was like, my mom made it home. That loft is fucking badass. Yeah, sorry,
that loft is $1 million today.
Yeah.
The most expensive city in the country?
Yeah.
100%. Yes. That loft is straight up like seven figures on Zillow.
San Francisco is more expensive than downtown Manhattan for real estate.
Also, Chevy Chase couldn't tell person one that has he crashed into the river.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, hey, Chevy. He was like, hey, I can't really bring, like, even to his soon-to-be wife.
I had a car trouble.
It's like, oh, well, he's upset. And it's like, you couldn't say that you had a attempted murder on you. And I was like, get out of here with that. So once again, I still don't know why I chose this movie, and I still don't know why I like it. But even after watching it, I was like, damn, this is a funny fucking movie.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend was like, you are an absolute idiot. This movie is terrible. I don't want to watch it again. I'm like, I don't know why. And like, again, my parents divorced way later in life. So it wasn't like I was doing this to any human being in my life. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why. Maybe it was like that JTT era.
Maybe you did do this to your parents.
Maybe I divorced them.
Maybe it was your fault.
Oh, God.
Is it your fault?
It is.
Holy shit.
Man.
Or did you just really hate, like, Native Americans and like to
this is cultural appropriation. This is Oklahoma, so yeah.
I mean, they did apologize for that in the film, I guess.
Kind of. No, not really.
They did. Chevy Chase was like, well, it's kind of a. You were like, oh, I guess it's all right, because he said it's kind of a. I don't know. I'm yada yadaing it. Yeah. It's not great.
Yeah, the point is, this movie is not good at all, and I still don't know why I chose it, but I will say, about halfway through, after watching this recently, I was confused, because at one point, I thought I was watching Bushwhacked, which...
with the guy from Home Alone?
Daniel Stern.
Yeah.
Because at one point, I was like, when does Daniel Stern come into this? And I didn't say it out loud, and I was like, and I actually Googled it, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm watching a different movie. Guys, I was drinking. But I was like, man, when does Daniel Stern come into this? Because I know when they get into the forest, he comes out. And I was like, oh, I'm watching two different movies here. I was like, tiddly D.
Yeah.
So that's where this movie sets for me. So again, I don't know why I chose it, but, you know, I chose it. And I want to hear your all thoughts on it. Travis?
Oh, so Tay, what would you give it?
God.
And again, the heart wants what it wants.
God, if I'm being 100% honest after watching it again, fuck, like a 4.5 or 5. It's like, it's not good. Now, will I watch it again? Of course, streaming, I'll watch it again.
Disney Plus.
But if you're asking me $3.99, go fuck yourself. This movie's a 2. And it's like, but I'll watch it for a 4.5, 5. Yeah, I'll watch it for free.
It bumps it up a star.
Yeah. So again, I mix this up with the movie Jungle to Jungle with Tim Allen, you know, because of the Home Improvement. But as soon as I started watching it, I was like, man, why am I not watching Heavyweights instead?
Yeah.
I'd rather be watching that. But
with Ben Stiller?
Yeah.
Tony Perkis, honestly, and perhaps sadly, his best role.
Yeah.
But no, I enjoyed it. Like, Chevy Chase did a great job. Like, In what he was given. Jonathan Taylor Thomas was, like, coming off of, like, he thought he was going to be the next Macaulay Culkin. Spoiler alert.
He recorded this during a break on filming Home Improvement, right? Yeah. Like, it was, like, a break between seasons, and he was I'll film a movie with this comedy actor, Chevy Chase.
And by the way, in all honesty, he was probably a bigger name
than Chevy Chase.
Or Farrah Fawcett.
At that time, it was.
Yeah. He was the voice of Lion King.
Yeah,
you know, he was Simba. Yeah, he might have been the biggest actor there was.
Was he Huck Finn?
Yeah.
This is one of his moves to see, like, hey, can I headline a film myself?
The answer is no.
100% he could.
Yeah.
100%.
The answer was no.
Well, but it did make some money, didn't it?
It did. It made about $45 million. So.
Yeah.
On about $15-ish.
Sorry, 300% profit?
But what was JTT's next film, though? Did you look at that?
I don't think there was many after that.
Yeah, it didn't quite go after that. Like, there were more Tim Allen spinoff films. Like, there were more, like, the Santa Claus fucking Galaxy Quest, which needs to be addressed on this podcast.
Absolutely.
And first of all, Santa Claus is a fucking badass movie. So
the Santa Claus was great, but man, like.
Tim Allen definitely came out on top.
Galaxy Quest was delightful. I will say right now here, Galaxy Quest was Tim Allen's best film that he did. Like Santa Claus.
And if you ask J.J. Abrams, it's the best Star Trek movie.
Second. Well, yeah. In J.J. Abrams' world, probably, yes.
Makes sense for his character.
Yeah, but, Man of the House came out in 95. The next movie up was Tom and Huck.
For JTT?
Yeah.
He's just riding that wave.
Yeah. What after that?
After that, it's a lot of voice acting. The Adventures of Pinocchio, The Oz Kids, The Gnome Prince, and The Magic Belt.
That means the acne kicked in. Mm. He wasn't going to make it on screen.
That voice started to drop.
Yep. He's like, we're going to
move. Well, it didn't drop a whole lot because he's still like 4'10", right? JK, LOL.
I thought you were going to say something about his testicles, and I was like, oh, shit.
The next movies, like live action he did, was Wild America, I Woke Up Early the Day I Died, I'll Be Home for Christmas. All of these are 5.5, 5.5, 6.3.
Look, the last thing I saw him in was the last Tim Allen, like, series.
What is it with you and Tim Allen, man?
What was the last
Tim
Allen?
You know he's not in this movie, right?
Wasn't that Last Man Standing?
Last Man Standing. Yeah. He played the manager of a restaurant in the like series Last Man Standing that Tim Allen's daughter in the series worked for. Like, that's the last thing I saw JTT in. This film was interesting. It was very like Home Alone with, you know, Chevy Chase as, like, it didn't make any sense him being a high-profile lawyer, losing his job once or twice or three times. He's like, no, you know what? I love my brand-new family enough where I'm going to go ahead and quit my job.
It was his fiance. They were engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was hot.
Yes. That's true. So she was hot.
Smoking hot.
Yeah.
So, I get it. It was Home Alone, but it was in campground style. Like, it reminded me a little bit of Parent Trap when you're out in the boonies with an adult who you dislike and you're trying to get the better of.
Yeah.
Give me that kind of vibe.
Yeah, definitely had that trope. I think that's a trope.
Yeah. Yeah, the mischievous kid trying to, like, get one over on the adult.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you give it?
4.
That's okay.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah,
Sean.
So I will say that
I just love that everybody watched this movie. I feel like I'm a, I,
Sean,
I feel like,
would,
no,
would
I feel
do
like
that I just, sound effect
Taylor,
again,
we
please.
All I, love you so much.
I think I just punked everybody.
Hold on.
Do that sound effect one more time for me. If you could queef one more time in the microphone, just like, I just want to save that for future generations.
Honestly, like we said, I was an Indian guide in 1996. There's a picture of me on my 6th birthday as an Indian guide, and I think it honestly has to do with this movie.
Well, you can't run for Congress.
That is
now.
The only through 100%.
Yeah, you cannot run for Congress.
I can't run for state senate in Oklahoma because that's the entire voter base right there.
That's one of many reasons why you're not going to win state senate in Oklahoma.
Yeah, this podcast is the other one. There's a picture of me as a 6-year-old child, which would be 1996, 1 year after this movie came out, where I am a straight up Indian guide. And the only thing I can think is that this movie came out in 1995, promoted the Indian guides with fucking discount John Goodman as the head chief.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Norm. It was Norm. Yeah. Yeah. Discount John Goodman, you know?
Also, Babe Ruth from Sandlot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's right.
Goonies never say die. That's not what he said.
No.
Legends never say die. Whatever.
But yeah, I was an Indian guide, and this is this unlocked like core memories. I was like, holy shit, I forgot that I was. Was this the reason I was? So I texted my parents, obviously, and I was like, "What was I an Indian guide because of this movie?" And they're like, "I don't fucking know." That was like a long time ago. Like,
get it, man. Yeah,
it unlocked core boners.
No. Anyway,
can you just record Sean's voice or like just insert that repeatedly? Yeah, just
drop Travis's mic.
Yeah.
This movie. God, no, this, so I've always kind of wondered because Chevy Chase was honestly kind of hot in, Caddyshack.
Oh yeah.
And then you look at Community and he's like,
oh, he ain't right.
He is old.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at like, the Vacation movies, he's old. Like there's, it was kind of like a binary switch flipped and he went from being like young to old.
Well,
and this movie kind of like finds that middle ground.
Well, and I'm going to say, so this film came out, 95? Mm-hmm. It was probably filmed 94.
Yeah.
Well, Vacation came out in 97. So for 96, 2 years. Go look at those two movies. Something, this movie.
There was a lot of cocaine.
This movie might have triggered him into a spiral of failure because like he looks totally different just in those two films.
Yeah.
I think those were the only two films he did that time.
And no, like, I honestly think
he don't look right.
I honestly think this was it's the snapshot of time when he aged like 10 years.
Oh yeah.
Within like a matter of 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I agree. Yeah.
We were able to see just a little bit of it because Caddyshack and like European Vacation or Christmas Vacation. He's young.
Even European. Yeah. He's like, he looked good.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like
Three Amigos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get to like Community in like 2008, I think is when Community came out.
He's an angry grandpa.
An old grandpa.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. It was interesting to see that section of his life because obviously the movies that he was doing in that section of his life weren't movies you were going to go watch. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why mentally, I think he went from like really young to really old just instantly. I appreciate being able to see the transition.
Yeah.
These were the absolutely most useless mafia men.
the most cliche mafia man. The most cliche.
Like, hey, what are you doing? What are you fishing the pool?
We're going to take care of them.
We're going to take care of them. We're going to rub them out. Just like talking openly, like in the woods, like, yeah, we're going to kill that DA.
And they're all in suits in there. And I love that.
In the woods.
Yeah, I was like, that's hot.
We got to whack this DA.
And like the very end, they were like, I love a good slow burn of dynamite. We don't get that enough nowadays.
Yes, yes.
We don't get long slow burn. And I was like, I even watched them like,
all right, we're gonna blow you up with the longest fuse we could find.
Yeah,
it's a good long sizzle.
Yeah.
Also, everybody always hates them. But like a good rules lawyer that's like,
we played that game last week.
Yeah, every once in a while they, you know, they make a good point.
Okay, you need a rules lawyer. Otherwise, shit goes to chaos. You hate the guy, but you need him there.
Yeah. I've been saying that for years.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are the guy.
I am the guy.
Yeah.
I am the one who knocks.
So 1 to 10.
Hold on. First of all, we have to talk about the slow rolling log that pinned Chevy Chase.
Yes. Yes.
Like the log that just like rolled down the hill forever. And he was like,
no, it's not going to hit me.
It's almost like Monty Python where the guy's like running towards the camera the whole time. It's like, you know, it's like,
you know, like pins his leg and he's like, I can't get it up. Okay. I will just say, I have never had my leg pinned by a log, but movies make it seem like it is.
Oh yeah.
The most dangerous thing in the world.
Oh yeah.
Am I crazy for that?
Mm. Like, no.
It's like quicksand. Have you ever seen quicksand?
I've never seen quicksand.
I grew up like
I've never
on
had
farm,
my
like,
leg pinned by a log.
Yeah.
Or the Bermuda Triangle. I thought that was going to be a bigger part of my life as well.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it can be.
Real disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 1 to 10, what would you give it?
5. I give this a 5.
Yeah.
I'll be generous.
Yeah.
I said 4.5.
As a fellow Indian guide.
I had feels.
I mean, it's like, you know.
I took a vow sometime when I was.
Have you apologized for that, by the way?
Which, I mean.
Todd,
I'm
sorry.
I would say as a Native American myself, it's like, I mean, it doesn't bother me at all, but it's like, at the same time.
What percentage? 43. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. First of all, man, this is just not a racist podcast.
So anyway, as a Native American myself, it's like, I would say it's not the most like
43.
Culturally sensitive thing in the world.
Correct.
Like, no, it is not, but it was also endorsed by the YMCA.
Yeah. And it's hard to hold something accountable when it's so dumb. You know, it's like, you can't take that so seriously. Like, yeah. Not the YMCA.
And yet that's most of our Congress.
Yeah. Yeah, you just summed up our government. Yeah.
It's hard to hold them accountable when they're so dumb.
It's like, they're just like a monkey with a ray gun. So, there you go.
You monkey.
That's racist.
So what I have, okay, so Man of the House, and it's weird because I describe it as a Macaulay Culkin style comedy, which they wanted Macaulay Culkin, but they couldn't get him because I guess he was aging out of that kind of stuff by this point.
Well, they wanted Tim Allen too. Yeah. Tim Allen was supposed to be in the Chevy Chase role.
Yeah. And then they were thinking like once they got Tim Allen, they couldn't do Jonathan Taylor Thomas. But if they got Jonathan Taylor Thomas, then they could do a different dad.
Yeah. Did they kind of flip a coin to see who was going to take it?
Yeah. And I'm sure they won.
And Tim Allen went on to do another movie at this time.
Yeah.
That did wildly better.
Yeah. I believe it was Santa Claus. Yeah. He went on just a better career.
Toy Story?
Oh, yeah.
The big hit?
And so this movie leans heavily on, like, cliches and, like, you know, you got the single mother, the rascally son, the milquetoast boyfriend. It's like Jonathan Taylor Thomas is the most energetic performance in the movie. Chevy Chase, to me, kind of seems in kind of a low gear compared to his better movies like Caddyshack, Fletch, Vacation. It's like, you can't compare this to his better movies. It's like, to me, it's like, this is almost like he realizes he's not the main star of the movie, and so he kind of goes through the motions.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of takes me out of the film thinking that, like, Chevy Chase can bag a gal like Farrah Fawcett. I'm like, yeah, that's fake.
He's a lawyer. He's got a bunch of money. Yeah.
Late stage Chevy Chase. Like, I don't buy it. I will say, I'm looking at IMDb right now. The Santa Claus came out in 94.
Mm. Ooh.
Toy Story came out in 95. So it's very plausible that at the time that JTT was filming this, Tim Allen was doing Toy Story.
Yeah.
And he was busy. Yeah. Like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
So, like, who made the better choice there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But by this point, Chevy Chase had accrued a reputation for being egotistical and difficult to work with, and it began to affect his career negatively. A lot of directors, a lot of actors did not want to work with Chevy Chase by this point in time because
I've heard he's kind of a dick.
He is a massive dickhead. So
just an abundance of wiener.
And what's so funny is, like, I can totally see that, but at the same time, like, there was like these stupid scenes where he was like, when they're like, oh, you can't stay in here because, you know, he'll get upset. And he's like sleeping on the rollaway bed. And he's like, you know,
I would be pissed.
Yeah. Like he's like in a pyramid, you know, it's like his back. He's like, oh, my back. And I don't know why, but like, that made me think of like Christmas Vacation. I'm like, oh, Chevy Chase, guy, he's hilarious. But I thought to myself, I'm like, I'm certain that everyone on the set just fucking hates him right now. Yeah. But it's like, it made me giggle when he was like his little small comedic acts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for a while, and I don't know if this still continues to this day, but he was banned from Saturday Night Live. He got banned from the
set. Yeah.
Yeah. He got banned from a show that he was a founding member of.
Because he showed up for the
Dinkelberg fuck whistle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because did he show up for the 40th anniversary? I think
he did.
He got invited back for that, but yeah. It was like, they had to be separated from like rooms because they're like, yeah, you can come back, but we can't have you with other people.
Well, he like, and Bill Murray got into some fisticuffs.
Still don't like each other to this day.
Which is crazy because I can see they're both being dicks, but I like Bill Murray more.
I like Bill Murray.
But yeah. I've also heard Bill Murray maybe kind of a dick. Not anywhere near Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Bill Murray is kind of a love him or hate him kind of guy on the set of movies. It's like, but supposedly Chevy Chase, when he came back to host, I want to say he slapped Sherry O'Terry.
Oh yeah, no, he slapped somebody
in like a fun way.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not good. It resulted in him getting banned.
Yeah.
From SNL. So not the nicest fellow in the world. The biggest thing, the cringiest thing he did was the roast, like the Comedy Central thing, where it's like none of the SNL people came back to roast him. But he got like a bunch of comedians like just set him on fire for what a dick he is. Hmm. Supposedly it's the most awkward roast that they ever did. Then they don't air it to this day because it's that bad.
Now I want to watch it.
Yeah. But at this point, what a dickhead Chevy Chase was. And he even admitted later that his head got too big after SNL.
Why? Because he wasn't that famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got too much.
Hey. He was in Funny Farm, man.
Oh. Which is written by a Tulsa guy, Jay Cronin.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
He
yeah.
was in Man Actually, of House.
May he rest in peace.
Yes.
I really kind of love Funny Farm.
Is he rest in peace?
He did. Yeah. He passed away.
Good.
So this would become a minor box office hit, and it was the last one that Chase would star in a lead role.
How minor of a box office hit are we talking?
I mean, well, it's like, you know, $45 million against a $10 million, $15 million budget. So, I mean, it was a financial success. It was the last box office movie that it would be successful. That he would have.
Shit.
Where his name was like above the title. Yeah. So
I really did like the taxidermied squirrel in Funny Farm.
Yeah.
That was about it.
So
different film, but yeah.
Yeah. So to me, this was a fairly bland, fairly cliched movie. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. I would give this a 4 out of 10.
Yeah. Hey, we're all the same.
Yeah.
I give it a 5. So.
Well, I said 4.5, 5.
We're definitely in the same range.
Yeah.
C's get degrees.
Yeah. No higher than a 5. That's not a C.
Oh, God.
That is an F. That's a strong F.
No, this movie is a D minus, but you're showing some skin.
You are grading on a curve.
Mm-hmm. Well, the curve is going to be somebody's curve.
Like somebody. That curve is Farrah Fawcett's clavicle.
Hey, that head's barely moving in that video. Hey.
Oh, God.
So, anyway, that's my one.
I do want to apologize for this film, but, you know, I'm glad we're...
That's why we're again, here. That's why we're
doing
here.
It. Yeah.
Doing something didn't pay love. Extra for this.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's a counter.
But, yeah, this has been another episode of Cinema Vino and another movie that we watched. Man of the House is something that happened, and we experienced it together.
You know what? What I would really like to see happen is people watching this movie and then giving us their thoughts on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Because this movie... Disney Plus,
and watch it for free.
Yeah, it's watch it for free. I was like, it's a simple movie, easy peasy, but also JTT.
It's an hour and a half tops.
Yeah, and he makes things move for people like Travis. Yeah.
And actually, guys, like, let us know how many cancelable offenses are in this film.
I want you to say cancelable again.
Yeah, that was... cancelable offenses.
There are quite a few.
Like there are quite a few. Like. I don't know. I'm not from this generation, so I don't know how many. Exactly. However,
have you never canceled anybody? Have you not put in a petition?
Travis, well, you were the first one to ever cancel anybody.
Well, I had OnlyFans, and somebody got a little too uppity, and they wanted too much money. And I'm like, look, I'm just trying to see a butthole. That's all.
No, they wanted you to put Fritos in your butthole, and you were too high and mighty for that, dick.
I may have lost a thread. Not with a whimper.
It's been another episode of Cinema Vino.
Oh, sponsored by Fritos.
Yeah.
Ron's Chili.
No, Travis, you need to finish your thought. You had a thought.
What? Ron's Chili?
Ron's does have delicious chili. We will see you guys next time.
Not chili with cheese tots.
You know. Yeah.
Or three-way chili?
I wish.
Not with a whimper, but with a bang.
Be well.
Be well.
Be well, John Spartan.
Fritos.
We'll see you guys next time.
Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website is at cinemavino.net, and reviews of these films can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.